Okay, welcome back. Hour number three. Mitch Henderson is back. Mitchell is one of the most astute observers and analysts of what's going on in the world, and I mean the Western world for the most part, although we can't rule out Taiwan and China because indications are that we're a day or two or three away from a massive invasion of Taiwan. So certainly the spotlight is on Ukraine and Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the U.S., and that moron O'Biden. O'Biden, remember O'Biden? It is the two of them. So there we go. Mitchell, welcome back. Thank you for being here. Lots happening. 30 more Chinese jets flew into Taiwan airspace today, military fighter jets, fighter bombers, and so forth. So they're pushing.
Well, you know, just like I said at the very beginning, a long time ago, I said this war is going to start because of miscalculations, misspoken things, bad threats, unthought-through comments made by people. Words have consequences. Biden's words in South Korea pushed the Chinese buttons. You know, he hit a nerve. So tonight I want to talk about when will nuclear war begin? So it's impossible to figure out exactly when nuclear war will break out, but we can look at certain intelligence indicators that are trigger points for the beginning of nuclear war. Let's look at some scenarios so that if you see these things happening, you know it's time to run for the hills. Okay, so for Russia, clear indicators of nuclear attack are Russians evacuating into their shelters if Russia breaks diplomatic relations with USA and Great Britain, and Russian diplomats at the UN leave. Red lines for nuclear war have already been crossed by the USA and NATO on numerous occasions. For example, the USA has admitted to helping Ukrainian forces sink two naval ships and have assisted Ukrainian forces attack and kill Russians on Russian territory. Those were red lines. Last month, Canadian general was captured in uniform at the Azovstal plant. Last week, U.S. Army Specialist Lopez from Los Angeles spoke on the news from Ukrainian territory in a U.S. Army uniform with a U.S. flag shoulder patch and said he was there to teach Ukrainians the long-range weapons that could hit Russia. Also, British soldiers were captured live in Mariupol. They are going to be executed as mercenaries. Their only hope is to admit that they are, in fact, British soldiers acting on official orders so they can be POWs. That verifies the crossing of red lines. Right now, Russia has enough reason to declare war on the USA and the United Kingdom and Canada. Keep in mind that Zionist Satanism is using Ukraine to destroy the Anglophone world. The United Kingdom was used by the Zionist Satanists to colonialize the world, then after World War II, passed the torch to the United States to rule the world. They then weakened these nations with cultural Marxism. Remember that Zionist Satanists always destroy those who help them come to power. Always. The unipolar power on Earth at the moment is the United States and the Five Eyes, or the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Australia and New Zealand are powerless on their own. The Zionist Satanists need a new, more pliable and less arrogant new world order that completely, both politically and economically, replaces the current world order. I believe that the Zionist Satanists will have a leading nation on each continent that matters to help them govern. So Brazil for the North and South America, the U.S. and Canada will be weakened, Russia for Eurasia, France for Europe, India for South Asia, China for East Asia, Turkey for the Near East, Saudi Arabia for the Middle East, and Jerusalem as the capital of the New World Order, since New York will be destroyed. For the Christians in the audience, please refer to Revelation chapter 13. For the secular, just consider that these seven nations are leading the charge for the abolition of the petrodollar and the dollar as the reserve and trade currency of the world. This is the common cause that unites them. Our smug and condescending woke politicians want to war with Russia because they fear nothing more than losing power. It is obvious that the Marxist Democrats have so messed up everything, foreign and domestic, that they could not reasonably expect to be reelected in a free and fair election. They had to rig past elections to get into power. In 2021, governor's race in Virginia, they did try to rig the election, but they grossly underestimated how many people hated them because of critical race theory being taught to their kids and to make them have racial hatred. They plan to win the House and the Senate with 66% majorities in 2022 so that they could have a free reign to enslave us officially through legislation. Right now, in spite of the spineless Republican politicians not taking advantage of the crisis that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime now finds itself in, the Democrats are even unpopular among Democrats. If they cannot possibly win the election, they need to start a nuclear war before early voting begins so that there will be no elections. The New York Times on May 27th said that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, they didn't use that word, but I have to, has already drawn up plans for the post-nuclear attack where the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden will activate wartime powers for national security emergencies. This includes imposing martial law, rounding up people deemed dangerous without due process of law, and censoring all news from abroad. It allows the president to take over and shut down communications networks and to confiscate all firearms by force and without remuneration. It also gives the president unchecked control over the entire U.S. economy. The president can take private property by decree, can ration anything he wants, impose wage, price, and rent controls, and ration food, water, and fuel. None of these have been approved by Congress. Congress does not even know what they say. The only way for the pedophile Marxist Democrats to keep power is to cancel the elections due to a national emergency far greater than the COVID pandemic. Nuclear war is the only answer. That is why the pedophile Marxist Biden regime keeps pushing Russia's boundaries. The Rothschilds also want this war, but it is strange that while the Rothschilds are based in France, France is the least anti-Russian of the NATO members. France is where all of the mythologies for a Zionist world order originate. From the Holy Grail story of Christ and Mary Magdalene settling on the south coast of France and continuing Christ's bloodline, to the Merovingian beast from the sea origin story, to Charlemagne creating the Holy Roman Empire. Nathan Rothschild is actively encouraging Boris Johnson to get the UK in a war with Russia, but does not pressure France. The president of France had a career with the Rothschilds Bank. To complete this picture, you have to realize that Russia is not only under obligation to declare war with, is not under any obligation to declare war on NATO. If they declared war on the U.S., the U.K., and Canada, while nuclear weapons were on the way to their targets, it would be less than an hour before the outcome of this nuclear war would be decided. Within that hour, seeing the destruction done to the U.S., the U.K., and Canada, do you realistically think Europe, which is very divided over the sanctions on Russia and on supplying Ukraine with weapons, will want to see their own nations turned into rubble? Or will it be time to talk reasonably with Russia? The European Union foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, stated publicly on May 25th that he doesn't believe it is realistic that the European nations could substantially improve their military capabilities in a timely manner, since the process of volunteerism, that NATO nations each decide how much, if any, military support they give to a NATO member under attack. They have the option of doing nothing. And there is no law of gravity to make things happen. He said, we should learn from this war. Look, the European armies couldn't maintain a war like that in Ukraine for more than 2 weeks. They'll run out of ammunition. He said that the Europeans had grown too accustomed to peace and that war had disappeared from their collective imagination after the founders of the Bloc set out to make war mentally impossible. Don't believe that peace is a natural state of things. The natural state of things is war. Europeans don't want to understand how dangerous the world is, insisting that it is important to make Europeans understand how the world is. He complained about how sending Ukraine all of the weapons and ammunition, which have depleted stockpiles of weapons and ammunition needed to defend Europe. Although the mainstream media brags about how Joe Biden has unified NATO like nothing before, in reality, NATO is very disunited. Poland is complaining that Germany suckered them into sending tanks to Ukraine with a promise to replace the Soviet-era tanks with German Leopard tanks. All of the East European nations that sent their Soviet-made tanks to Ukraine after being promised replacements by Germany and the USA are complaining about now they have nothing. Poland, Slovakia, Czech Republic, and Slovenia all sent their tanks to Ukraine. They have not received replacements. Meanwhile, Ukraine is threatening NATO allies, Hungary, who vetoed sanctioning Russian petroleum, saying that Ukraine can turn off the fuel to Hungary. Okay, remember that Ukraine, before the war, humiliated and oppressed ethnic Hungarians living in Ukraine. Spain and the UK have complained about how Russian activity in Africa could threaten NATO security. Let's remember that Mali got upset that France invited Danish commandos to Mali without Mali's approval, and then France attempted a coup d'etat against Malian President Maiga and Mali's withdrawal from the defense alliance with France, after which they asked Moscow for help. He reports that things are going much better with the Russians in suppressing Islamic terrorism. Also, NATO attacked Gaddafi in Libya after he paid damages for past terrorist attacks, gave up his weapons of mass destruction program, and became the West's best ally against Islamic terrorism. Now NATO supports the Islamic jihadist government in Tripoli, and Russia backs the anti-terrorist General Haftar in Benghazi. General Haftar is anti-Islamist, graduated from the Soviet Union's Fronts Military Academy, and is a dual Libyan U.S. citizen. No oil from Libya because of the conflict, which did not have U.N. approval in the first place. NATO invading Libya is exactly the same thing as Russia invading Ukraine legally. But Russia has a better moral argument for invading Ukraine. The NATO invasion of Libya was nothing more than a stab in the back. What the American woke government did to Libya after Gaddafi agreed to all terms that we demanded is not just a lesson to other nuclear powers like Iran and North Korea that if they will meet Gaddafi's fate and their nations will become failed states, but shows Russia that there is nothing to talk with the woke mob about. The UK and Spain think this is a threat to NATO because Russia can do the job that NATO is incapable of doing. Just to let you know that the situation is very different than we have been told, Pope Francis stated that NATO bullied Russia into this war and that Ukrainian people are paying a horrible price to meet America's goals. So on 12/20/2013, in the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, Pope Francis said, and I quote, "America has a distorted version of the world, and Americans must be ruled by a world government as soon as possible for their own good." So the Pope is saying clearly that the Zionist satanic New World Order has no place for American leadership or even involvement. This is a big sign that we are a target for a nuclear war. The Spike anti-tank missile is made in Israel, and Germany wanted to send theirs to Ukraine. Israel said absolutely not. The USA begged Israel, and Israel said they did not want Israeli weapons killing Russians. The U.S. wants a war with Russia that Europe does not want, but from statements from the Pope to Israel Defense Ministry, Benny Gantz, it looks like they are ready for the USA to be nuked because the USA has no place in the New World Order. The USA is seen as the dictator of the world, a bully, and an unreliable partner to all. Last Thursday, Putin said that more and more countries in the world want...
Well, yes. Mitch is on key, right on target. They just kicked him off. No surprise. No surprise at all. A couple things to remember. Russia does not have to declare war on NATO. NATO is not exactly in a solid configuration at the moment. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, it looks like you're on to me again, Jeff.
Yes, it does.
Looks like the United States will not have a voice in the Zionist satanic global new world order. We will be a third world nation that will not matter. Actually, everyday life in the United States is going to be a living hell. We are going to fall hard. I used to scoff at the idea of a gaggle of incompetent UN peacekeepers coming to occupy an anarchic USA after we get nuked, but that might be a real possibility. Please read about UN troops in the Congo, how white soldiers fired on white Belgians in their cars, killing men, women, and children, and babies that they were sent to protect and evacuate. UN soldiers in Central African Republic were raping so many children that they had to scrap the mission. UN troops protect no one ever. They victimize those that they are sent to protect. The Zionist satanic plan for America is for us to get nuked. The evidence speaks for itself. We're in the way. So the pedophile Marxist Biden regime needs this war to stay in power. Election day is December 8th, so the nuclear war must begin before then. Finland and Sweden are to be elected into NATO on June 28th. This may not be a trigger for war because it is the U.S. and U.K. that want Sweden and Finland in NATO, and Turkey and Croatia have said that they will vote no. Turkey because they already have one enemy in NATO, Greece, and do not want two more, Sweden and Finland. Croatia believes allowing Finland in will make nuclear war inevitable in Europe. Entry into NATO must have a unanimous vote of all current members. Two are on record opposing it, and there are others that will probably vote no. At any rate, Putin expresses no concern, saying that Russia has no problems or claims on Finland or Sweden, but they will lose their people and their nations if they become a part of NATO. On May 27th, Boris Johnson said he wants to send multiple rocket launcher systems to Ukraine. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has said we will be delivering the first of those systems this week. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba said that the Ukrainian forces in the Donbass were extremely bad and would get worse if they don't get the rocket systems. Russia has warned that supplying such weapons would cause Russia and the U.S. and U.K. to be directly at war with each other. The U.S. has warned Ukraine not to use the rockets and artillery to strike Russian soil because it could result in a direct war between Russia and the United States. Mm-hmm. I think this is exactly what Ukraine would do because they want to drag the USA directly into a war with Russia.
Sure looks
that
like it.
Is their mission. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they exist for. On May 28th, Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov to the USA said in response that Russia has repeatedly warned the U.S. leadership that the unprecedented pumping of weapons into Ukraine considerably increases risks of an escalation of the conflict. Antonov went on to say that the USA is becoming increasingly involved in the conflict, which could have unpredictable consequences for global security. It is nuclear war that the global consequences for security that he's talking about. Another implication for global security is that we have sent 1,400 Stinger missiles to Ukraine and are already available on the black market in Mexico for $50,000 each. Just seat price. But if you got the money, you know, you can keep those pesky airplanes from flying over your property. If you are an American, you can buy one now on the black market just for a perspective. In the 1990s, red-eye anti-aircraft missiles could be purchased on the American black market for $4,000 each. Now they're on sale for $1,000 each. Almost any American can have their own red-eye anti-aircraft missile. If there is any point that I am making here, it is that thousands of these man-portable anti-aircraft weapons, both American Stingers and Russian Strela systems, are distributed to non-military actors all over the world. Any day now, you will start to see civilian airliners shot down. They will cover these up at first, but soon there will be public videotape. Americans, your Marxist government has made commercial airline flights deadly. I am a fearless person, but I am not stupid enough to fly in airplanes with America flooding the planet with anti-aircraft missiles.
Well, hold on, Mitch. Yeah. No, hold on with no worries, because there's the issue of the pilots having been injected, dropping dead in the cockpit, or nearly dead, etc. Hold on, we'll come right back and talk more about domestic flying with Mitchell Henderson in just a minute. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch. There are a lot of things going on here. Go ahead and pick it up where you were, Mitch, if you want.
Well, I wanted to mention that Raytheon announced that we sent 1,400 Stingers to Ukraine. They announced that they can replace 1,300 Stingers by 2026.
Four years. I ran that story yesterday. 4 years.
Soldiers on the ground.
Correct.
Right.
That's right.
The U.S. also said that they would help Ukraine sink the Russian Black Sea Navy. So we can look for war with Russia once Ukrainian artillery supplied by the USA hits Soviet soil, or more Russian Navy ships are sunk in the Black Sea with anti-ship missiles. A surprise nuclear attack would be the best for Russia, so do not expect a declaration of war to precede the attack. Also on May 27th, the New York Times article, General Christopher Cavoli, who is soon to become the NATO Supreme Allied Commander, said that the U.S. Navy may have to protect Ukrainian ships that are exporting grain to the world. This would put NATO ships directly in combat with Russian naval vessels and would trigger a nuclear war with the USA. However, American arrogance and ignorance prevails. The man that is to be Supreme Allied Commander of NATO is unaware of the facts. The 1936 Montreux Treaty, governing the passage of ships through the Dardanelles and Bosphorus Straits of Turkey, says that in peacetime, any commercial ships can pass freely through the straits. Warships of Black Sea nations, Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, Russia, and Georgia, may also pass through the straits freely in peacetime. In peacetime, non-Black Sea nation warships must ask Turkey's permission 15 days in advance and may spend no more than 21 days in the Black Sea. In wartime, Turkey can close the straits to all military shipping, which they have done. When Turkey closes the straits in wartime, no nation may send any warships through the straits. Not even NATO warships may pass. General Cavoli must be at the bottom of his class. We have the most ignorant people put into leadership positions. He is suggesting doing something against international law, and it is entirely up to Turkey. If they let American ships through, they must let Russian ships through. It is the law.
Right.
So on May 24th, Henry Kissinger said in Davos that the war in Ukraine must end in 2 months or it will spiral out of control. He is suggesting nuclear war by August. He fears that Russia may break from the Europe permanently, already done, and become a permanent ally of China, already done. Okay. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on May 27th that the current behavior of the Western nations amounts to total war on the Russian world. Western nations are doubling, tripling, and quadrupling their efforts to deter our nation. They use a wide array of tools, from unilateral economic sanctions to totally deceitful propaganda in the global media. The West has declared war against us, against the entire Russian world. Nobody even hides this fact now. Okay, so people, listen to me. What you just heard the Russian foreign minister say on May 27th, that was a declaration of war against the United States. Okay, that was it. All right?
And to make that even... Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And to make that even more understandable, the Odessa, Ukraine Regional Military Authority said Sunday that so many American-made McDonnell Douglas Harpoon anti-ship missiles, these are ship killers, have been handed over to us. We can sink the entire Russian Black Sea fleet now. And he said this yesterday. The Harpoon is an all-weather, over-the-horizon anti-ship missile developed and made by McDonnell Douglas, now Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. The missile is awesome. So they've got plenty. Now, if that is not direct war against Russia, I don't know what is.
Russia has already said that that is direct war against them. If we sink one of their ships with a Harpoon missile, we can expect nuclear weapons to be headed our way shortly thereafter. Okay, Russia has been extremely patient with us. That's what Sergei Lavrov just said in this thing, that we have been pushing them, that we have declared war on them, which means that they're in a state of war with us. Okay, so let me ask you, are we at war with Russia now? The nuclear war can start any day. The Russians have the initiative, and they have already said that the West is at total war with them. Now, there is nothing left that needs to be said. Russia has warned us repeatedly against doing what we are doing, and we have been ignoring them, throwing everything in the face, in their face. Soon at a time of Russia's choosing, we will hear Russia loud and clear. A flash of light and the loud crack of a super explosion will signal our receipt of Russia's response to our bullying arrogance. Okay? So let me move on to China now. Okay?
You summed that up very, very well, Mitch. Thank you. That was excellent.
You were
100% on the money. Go ahead.
So war with China is inevitable. In fact, they are already at war with us. We are just not told about it. When I went to Taiwan in 1974 in the Army, Taiwanese soldiers told me that they had been at war with China since 1949. It was called the Chinese Civil War between the Kuomintang of Chiang Kai-shek, who was still in charge when I was there, and the Communist Party of China under Mao Zedong, who was also alive and in charge at the time. So the Chinese Civil War was 25 years old when I went there, and it is now 73 years old. The United States was allied with Chiang Kai-shek against the Japanese in World War II and an ally after the war. Taiwan was a permanent member of the UN Security Council. They deserved it because it was the Chinese nationalists that fought the Japanese. The communists contributed little during the fight against Japan. The communists did this on purpose so that the nationalist forces would be worn down and allow the communists to take over once the nationalists defeated the Japanese. The nationalists fled to some offshore islands and to Taiwan. In 1950, communist China had amassed enough troops to invade and take Taiwan back. However, the North Koreans had been beaten back to the Chinese border by UN forces during the Korean War, and China had to send its army to save North Korea. Most of these Chinese People's Volunteers were, in fact, nationalist soldiers who did not escape to Taiwan. Taiwan offered to send troops to Korea, but General MacArthur feared that China would still invade Taiwan, so suggested they stay home to fight off any invasion. America's relations with the Republic of China, Taiwan, was excellent. I was a soldier there and was able to see the whole nation. That all changed in 1979 when the Marxist woke traitor Jimmy Carter recognized Communist China as the only China, and Communist China got Taiwan's seat at the UN Security Council. 1996, 97, I worked in mainland China, and I told these business people that I sure hoped the U.S. and China would never go to war. They looked at me stunned, saying, but we have been at war with the United States since 1949. I reasoned that if we were at war, then how come I could, as an enemy agent, move so freely in China? They told me that the Americans are so arrogant because they think that only they can define what is war and how nations act in war. They reminded me that Chou Enlai had said that diplomacy was the continuation of war by other means. Okay? So the UN recognizes Taiwan as an integral part of China. Even the USA recognizes the One China policy. On March 16th, Australian Defense Minister Peter Dutton warned that China could use Russia's conflict with the Ukraine as a distraction to launch its own acts of aggression. Therefore, Australia had said that it will arm Taiwan against China. Dutton had previously said that it was inconceivable for Australia not to join the U.S. if it took action against China over Taiwan. China responded by saying, better be prepared to sacrifice for Taiwan Island and the U.S. if it makes such a move. Okay. So China said, no, if you go to war with us, you're going to pay. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said on April 1st, as a product of Cold War, NATO should have been history when the Soviet Union disintegrated. Instead, NATO expanded eastwards in Europe for decades in violation of promises made to the Soviet Union. This pushed Russia into a corner step by step, so ultimately NATO is the initiator and the biggest promoter of the Ukraine crisis on behalf of the United States. The U.S. and its allies accused China of being on the wrong side of history in Ukraine, threatening China with punishment should it support the Russian military campaign. China complains of American hubris, saying, who does the United States think they are dictating foreign policy to China? On April 5th, NATO General Secretary, the communist Jens Stoltenberg, said that China opposes a systematic challenge to security. NATO plans to deepen cooperation with partners in Asia as a response to the security challenge coming from China. He called Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea's NATO's Asian partners. Red Comrade Stoltenberg said, quote, we see that China has been unwilling to condemn Russia's aggression and has joined Moscow in questioning the right of nations to determine their own path. This is Orwellian garbage. This is backwards. It is the woke West that bullies and blackmails other nations to obey them. Obedience is freedom. Obedience is liberty. Doing as you're told is democratic. Authoritarianism is democracy. For the last few weeks, the U.S. has been increasingly putting more pressure on China to pick a side, with Joe Biden warning Beijing of potential consequences and costs should China choose to back Russia in the Ukraine conflict, either militarily or by helping circumvent sanctions. Someone needs to tell Peter Joe that he is dealing with China, not horn pop at the swimming pool. What is NATO doing? It has sanctioned Russia, which supplies them fuel, metals, food, and picking a fight with China, which is their largest trading partner. It is suicide. On April 26, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said, and I quote, the U.S. purports to maintain the centrality of the U.N. Charter, but it is clear to anyone that the U.S. is doing quite the opposite, such as the invasions of Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, brushing the U.N. aside and wage wars on sovereign states in wanton interference. Take note that the Chinese invasion of Taiwan is an internal matter and does not violate the U.N. Charter. Wang continued, quote, the U.S. claims to respect human rights, but the wars of aggression launched by the U.S. and its allies killed over 300,000 civilians and made over 26 million people refugees. Yet no one is held accountable for war crimes and the crimes against humanity. The U.S. even announced sanctions on the International Criminal Court, who would investigate the war crimes by the U.S. military. China does not want NATO in the Pacific. It is like an infectious disease devouring the world and killing all independence and sovereignty. The U.S. wants obedience, not peace. The Chinese government called a banking convention on May 1st because China wants to shield overseas assets in case U.S. sanctions over Taiwan. China is getting its house in order to attack Taiwan. However, U.S. arms shipments to Ukraine has meant that the arms promised to Taiwan have been curtailed. America has stabbed Taiwan in the back before. Why not again? The fact is that the U.S. is running low on weapons. Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin said that the American rush to supply Ukraine has burned through years' worth of weapons stockpiles, hampering Washington's ability to simultaneously arm Taiwan against potential conflict with China. We have burned through 7 years of javelins and don't even have enough for our troops.
There you go.
Okay, on May 16th.
And years to replenish inventories. Years.
That's right.
Years.
On May 16th, China responded to the G7's request that Beijing cease support for Russia amid extensive Western sanctions, stating that China decides its own position and policy based on the merits of the matter at hand, and that the seven member nations of the G7 should focus on their own issues instead of interfering in other nations' internal affairs. He basically said the G7 should mind their own business. Then the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden goes to South Korea and states that the U.S. will intervene militarily if China invades Taiwan. Anthony Blinken had to walk back that commitment to China. That is an American loss of face and a go signal for attack. You see, unlike Ukraine, Taiwan is an island. If we try to ship arms while the war is going on in Taiwan, we have no ability to ship the weapons without entering the war as a belligerent. When we enter Taiwan's 12-mile territorial waters, we have entered the war. China replied that there is no room for compromise on sovereignty and territorial integrity. Spokesman Wang said that no one should underestimate the firm resolve, staunch, and strong ability of the Chinese people in defending national sovereignty. The Chinese ambassador to the U.S. accused the Biden administration of turning the Taiwan Strait into a powder keg. Okay, so they're blaming us for the war right now, so they must be getting ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
The same day, Russia and China conducted joint air defense military exercises, having military planes fly over the Sea of Japan, the East Sea, and over the Pacific Ocean. Biden went to Japan to set up the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, which offers nothing to our Asian allies, nothing on trade, and nothing on security. It is another clear sign to China of American weakness. Instead, China is offering real infrastructure agreements, development, trade, and security agreements to Pacific Islands. As of now, China has signed such deals with the Solomon Islands and Samoa, and Samoa is just 156 miles from American Samoa. That puts China within 156 miles of an American territory. Russia is still closer at 2.3 miles away from the USA. A foreign ministry person is arranging a deal between China and Fiji right now. The Chinese want deals with Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Kiribati, Nauru, Tonga, Tuvalu, and the Federated States of Micronesia. China signed an agreement with Iran to counter American unilateralism. Russia and China are making deals with nations in Africa and Latin America. The American-led Organization of American States is being boycotted. Latin American nations are fed up with American interference in their internal affairs, and all Latin American nations are tired of American sanctions and will not allow the U.S. to attend the new Latin American club until they drop sanctions on Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. We are not just in World War III. We are now in a war for the world. Okay. And what they mean by attend is we will never be a member of the Latin American club. They'll let us come and sit in as observers. So the pedophile Marxist Chairman Biden, according to ABC News, after saying for a third time that the U.S. was committed to coming to Taiwan's defense, it seems like the president is leaning in more to be more assertive, and the U.S. has broken with decades of policy and is not just misspeaking. They're not buying the walk back on what Biden said in South Korea. They're holding us to that. China mobilized its entire military and started exercises around Taiwan right after that speech. Blinken said that we wanted to work with China, but China wants to defeat us. We cannot have a smooth functioning world as long as America exists. Foreign Minister Wang said that the U.S. is colluding with Taiwan to get it to break away from China, which is the U.S. going back on every commitment it had ever made, just like they did to Russia over NATO's expansion. This not only will mean a break in Chinese-American relations, but with the unbearable consequences for the American people and homeland. Biden's statement in South Korea has put a match to the powder keg. China has come into its nuclear maturity. It is simple. If China invades Taiwan and we or our allies get involved in any way, the Chinese will keep their promise to destroy Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Honolulu. Our senile, demented president is going to get 90% of Americans killed. Words have consequences, even if an idiot speaks them. The problem each one of us faces if we live near a nuclear target is difficult. We have to get as ready as we can be, yet we must go out before the missiles fly. We have from 5 to 30 minutes to evacuate when that happens. You cannot wait until then. You cannot make it. Everyone will be leaving, and there will be gridlock on the highways. You will evaporate in your car.
Yep.
So somebody should inform our government that nobody is afraid of us anymore, and they need to start minding their own business because we are about to get our asses kicked. The things that I love about America is our Constitution, which is consistently ignored by those who took an oath to protect it, and the Bill of Rights, which is always under attack by traitorous politicians who are only interested in their power and in our unquestioning obedience. Now, let me add here that these multiple rocket launchers were first promised to Taiwan and then offered to Ukraine, and Biden has walked that back. You can tell how serious the Taiwan thing is because he says, oh, no, those have to go. The Defense Department says those have to go to Taiwan now because Taiwan's going to need them fast. Okay, there is no time. So let me just talk about what I'm going to talk about next week, and that is today, May 30th, is the turning point. Ukraine is failing militarily against Russia. As Russian forces take control of areas in the Donbass, Ukrainian forces are disintegrating. Ukrainian soldiers are murdering their own soldiers by the hundreds because they want to run. They don't want to fight.
It's incredible.
I'll go over everything next week. I'm going to follow the trends over the week to see exactly how the trend is. The turning point we have arrived at, so how that progresses over the next week should tell us the speed with which it's maybe going to happen.
Well said. Oh, what an hour. Thank you, Mitchell, very much. And maybe by next week, China will have made its move. We don't know.
Could be. I looked at the weather in the Taiwan Strait. The only good day in the next week is really Tuesday, tomorrow.
I see.
They have a cloudy morning, and see what they need is they need cloud cover to come over the strait, but they need sunlight once they hit the beach so that the Chinese can provide air support to them.
Got
and
it.
Stuff.
So okay.
So
all
that's
right.
One
we'll
of the
see.
Things that you have to consider.
Indeed. Okay. Talk to you soon, Mitch. Thanks. You be
okay.
Well.
Thank you.
Be safe out there. Okay. Mitchell Henderson. All right, that's our program tonight, and wow. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.